All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, we have a big fight going at Bellator 236. It's happening December 21st. A high-stakes flyweight tilt going on between Bruna Ellen and Juliana Velasquez. And I have Juliana on the show. How's your day going so far, Juliana?
It feels so great. This preparation for this fight, she thinks it's the better. She already do until now. You know, she's still hungry to fight.
Is Juliana still training with Team Noguera ahead of this fight? And as an extension of that, who are her main training partners?
Yeah, she's still training in Chino Guerra and still training the same partner trainers.
That's awesome. I mean, good to, you know, stick with what works. I mean, the undefeated record is definitely there, but I'm kind of curious, has Bellator communicated to Juliana that this is going to be a number one contenders fight, or has that not been specified?
I hope so, she said, but they don't say nothing, but she's gonna get ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like that for me, just because Alima Leigh McFarlane is defending her title against Kate Jackson on the same card, so it seems like things would time out there. What are Juliana's thoughts on the main event? Like, who does she see emerging as the flyweight champion?
Como é que você vê o main event? O que você acha? Como é que você acha que vai ser o main event? O que você acha dela ser a...
A Jax vai
eliminar.
Eliminar vai vencer. Acredito que a Eliminar
vença a Jax. She thought Eliminar is gonna be the winner and she have a perfect record. That's just she thought. She waiting for who is gonna win, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And just directing attention to Juliana's opponent here, I mean, she's gotten some good victories in her last few fights, 3-1 in her last four, and also holds a recent win over Vita Arteaga, who challenged for the title. What are Juliana's thoughts on Bruna Ellen's skill set overall?
Como você já pensa sobre as habilidades da Bruna?
She thought she's gonna come with the power. She's gonna try everything, you know. She thought it's the fight of her life, but for her, it's all fights of her life. She's gonna defend everything and try to knock him out.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm also noticing this fight is in Honolulu, Hawaii. What are Juliana's thoughts on getting to go over to Hawaii to compete?
Lara. Trouxe a vitória de lá e pretendo sair hoje. Um ano depois sair com a vitória de novo.
She fought there 1 year ago. She thinks there is a good energy and he come back with the victory that time. And she hopes so this time he come back with the victory too.
Yeah, for sure. Good place to be going for a fight. Some great tropical conditions. But also to that point, I'm noticing Juliana seems to surf and swim a lot. What kind of utility does surfing and swimming have for her preparations for fighting in as far as like recovering and being a fun way to decompress?
Yes.
Sorry, can you repeat this question? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was just noticing Juliana seems to surf and swim a lot. I'm kind of wondering if that has utility for her career as a fighter, like as a means of unwinding and decompressing.
She's already surfed years ago, but right now she doesn't do anymore. And that waves, I don't let her get inside the sea.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, maybe better to err on the side of caution. So what does Juliana do as a means of, like, I guess, recuperating and recovering from hard training?
O que você faz para se recuperar dos treinos duros? O que você faz? Uma força, uma conversa, uma boa conversa, uma piscina, um churrasquinho.
Hanging out with her friends, pool. And enjoy with her friends, just that. She's a kind of low profile recovering.
No, some good stuff there for sure. But as we're getting closer to the end of the year here, I'm wondering, does Juliana have any specific goals she wants to achieve in 2020?
Qual que é o seu goal específico para tá chegando no final do ano, para 2020? Sua meta.
That goal is gonna be the champion of Bellator 2020. That is the goal. She dreamed with that.
That's a good goal to have for sure, and the 9-0 record, and if you go 10-0 in this fight, would indicate very much on track for that for sure. But I'm kind of curious, as we're wrapping up here, does Juliana have anything she would like to add kind of as a parting thought?
I'm sorry. Hey, the call is missing a little bit.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just wondering if Juliana has a parting thought as we're wrapping up.
Just a second. Bom, o que você pensa dessa luta para fazer isso acontecer, segundo?
Nessa, faz muito que eu tava nessa luta. Acho que vou dar a melhor de mim nessa luta. Acho que é a última de mim.
The only thing she thinks right now is winning this fight, you know, because all his camp, he's thinking about improve herself, put some new things on her game, and she thinks he can do that thing right now.
It's going to be a great fight and one that has a lot of high stakes as far as deciding the future of the flyweight division. People can check that out at Bellator 236. It goes on December 21st when Bruna Ellen takes on Juliana Velasquez. Big thanks to both of you and just really appreciate the time. Hope both of you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, thank you. For you too.